Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Lamedei in the Art School Lois V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. Starting Daf Lamedal, the Mud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Kosu Batoyer Brocha Lefaneo, Vein Kosu Bo Brocha Lacharel. There's a Brocha that says to do a Brocha in the Torah before you read the Torah. Maxi Bo Lefaneo, where does it say that? Kishem Hashem Ekro, Ovu Goy Del Lelo Keinu. When I'll say the name of Hashem, you give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, I'll say a bracha and you'll say amen, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to teach Torah to Am Yisrael. The kosu b'mozon bracha lacharov. It says a because a mozon bracha afterwards. Vein kosu bracha lefonov. Makasu bo lacharov. What does it say to do a bracha after because a mozon? V'achalto v'sevato uvirachto. Minayin litenet amur b'zeh b'zeh v'tamur b'zeh b'zeh. How do you know the Torah that the Torah says to do a bracha before, you should do a bracha after? And how do you know that because a mozon they do bracha after, you should do a bracha before? So he answers the Gemara, Shulam Bar Nachman Mishavirin's son, shame, l'gzir ha-shov. It says, Kishem Hashem Ekro, and it says, Ubirachta Hashem Elokecho. So you learn the gzir ha-shov of the shemus. Ma, shem shlema b'toyah, brocha lefoneo, af shem shlema b'mozden, brocha lefonov. You have to have brocha before in both. Ma, shem shlema b'mozden, brocha lacharov, the same way because the mozden have brocha after. Af shem shlema b'toyah, brocha lacharov, you have to do brocha after you finish the toyah. Selim Wa'ad Kedoyin Kerev Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, continues the one Daf Lamedei Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Rabbi Shmuel, Kal Vachomer. He do basic Kal Vachomer. My Mazon Shein Ton Brocha Lefonov, Ton Lacharov, because the Mazon, there's no Brocha before, there's a Brocha after. Torah Shein Ton Brocha Lefoneo, in addition to Ton Brocha Lacharel. So Torah, well, that doesn't have a Brocha before, because there's a Brocha after. Ad Kedoyin Torah. What about Mazon? What because of Mazon? Mayim Toyer Sheina Tuna Brocha Lachreo Tuna Lufaneo. If Toyer has Brocha, doesn't have Brocha after. Has a Brocha before me, Mefresh in the Toyer. Mazon Shuton Ton Lacho Mefresh. In the Dinshe Ton Lufanos, of course, it needs to have before. Ritzel Nosom, Ritzel Gomar, the source is Kehu Yivore Chazevach Acherechen Yoch Lakurin. That's the source of saying a Brocha on food before. Because it says there, he's going to do a Brocha on the food. And then, so you see, the bracha comes before the food. I'm not saying on that. It says, "Va'avatem es Hashem lokechem uverach eslach mecho v'esimecho." You worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu and give you bracha for your food and drink. And matayu kuru lach mecho at shelo echalte. So the word uverach, you say ubarech. You'll do the bracha on the bread to make it yours before you eat it. I mean, it's a bracha before. I mean, the bread is a bread only before you eat it, and it's called yours when you do the bracha before. If you see the Torah tells you do a bracha once he finished the food and he's full, when he's hungry and he needs the food, like Koshkin should do a bracha. Says something more very nice. That Kadoin Mazon. What about Torah? So that you brought the sources for because of Mazon. That there you have a bracha before. But what about Torah? Once I learned that because the Mazon has a bracha before and after, and that's only for Chayashah, for this world, it's the world, it's the Chayim of the world to come. Lakoshkin should do a bracha before and after. Says the Morav Zohar, boy, Eilin Shloisha Kriyos, the three Aliyos that you have in the Torah. Mat Ovid Loin, how do you treat them? Is it treated like three that eat together? Because we have it's the Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, three different people come as Aliyah, as one group. Okay, it's each Aliyah standing on its own. What's the Afkemino? In Tavnun, if you treat it like three, they're eating together. So, Arishim Mevorach Brocha Rishoyno, V'achorim Mevorach Brocha Rishoyno, V'Avtsoyino Mevorach Kolikor. Because they're together, so they do the Brocha of each other. So first one will do the first bracha of the Torah, the last one will do the last bracha of the Torah, and the middle one will do not the bracha at all, because they all yates with each other. But in Tavdun, Kishloish, Shochlu, Zev, Vnehatzor, Zev, Vnehatzor, but if you treat each one on his own, Filaim, Tzay, Yivorach, Lefanev, Lachreya, so each one has to do a bracha before, and a bracha after. So answers the Gemara, Mavshua, Bavdumo, Lom, Dubikas, Satoiro, Mibikas, Amazon, El, Larabi, meaning, Bikas, Satoiro, so when you read for the Tzibor. And therefore, you learn it from a Birkas HaMazon, which is a public Birkas HaMazon, meaning that it has a zimun and one does for everybody else. So if you just learn the Torah for the Rabbi, so when a person learns on his own, he should not have Birkas HaTorah. Omar Avabo, Mari Achui, the Rav Yoiso, the brother of Yoiso, su kishar kol ha-mitzah shebetoyro. It's not different than any other mitzah of the Torah. Mashar kol ha-mitzah to his bracha, avzu to his bracha. Every mitzah has a bracha before. So also Birkas HaTorah has a bracha before when you do on your own. There's no bracha after. He's going in front of the shul. He heard some aliyahs that didn't have a bracha before and after, meaning the middle aliyah did not do a bracha before and after because he was relying on the aliyahs before him and after him. Why are you making the Torah missing? Because even though maybe the din is not to do the brachas, but there's a special takana that each one should do his own bracha, and that's the meaning to do the bracha before and after for every aliyah. Continues the one of Lamedam with base, Moshe Hiskin Esistrol, Shukurim Betoira, Beshabasois, of Yom Toivim, Uvu Shechadashim, Uvichul Shamayed, each one of the Zmanim, he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shemami Dam, Moshe's Mohadea, Shem of Bnei Israel, then we had him tell the Bnei Israel, and here in the Yushami see includes Shabbos as well. Ezra Kinli Israel, Ezra Servus Mitaken, Shukurim Betoira, Besheni Vichemishi, Uvishavas Aminchois. He did the Takon of Toira on Monday, Thursday, and the one we do at Shabbos and Minchon. Who it can tefillah the balakirin? All the takanas that Ezra did, he did tefillah. So balakiri, someone has who saw a carry needs to go to the mikvah. Who it can shiu bade dini yoshim by yours b'shem v'chamish. Beis din should be in Monday and Thursday available for the tzibur. Who it can all the takanas shiu aroichli mechazim by yours. The peddlers should go around the cities, make for the shemos yisrael to sell perfume for the daughters of Am Yisrael, so they will be chaviva on their husbands. Who it can shu mechapsi mechamishi make for the Shabbos? Plus takano should do laundry on Thursday for covered Shabbos. Who it can shu if in pass by Avos Shabbos, they should bake bread on Erev Shabbos. Should they approve some mitzvah on him because he used the bread the entire week? And if a poor man knocks on the door, there's always something to give him. Who it can shu echlum shum b'leil Shabbos, they should eat garlic on Leil Shabbos. Shum machlis ahava makes a person happy, full of love. Omoetzi taivo takes away the taivo, meaning he allows somebody to be with his wife and take away his tivus. Who it kitchu anoshim in dabra zoom zoo basic. The women should talk to each other when they're in the bathroom, so a man will not come in there and there'll be a problem of yichut. Who it kitch the isha chageres besinor bem lefaneo bem alachio. She shall have a tight pants on her front and back. Why? There's a story that happened. Maisa she shows a woman. A monkey came and raped her front and back. So he mele, that's why they have takana, that she has a protection with these pants. The woman should wash her hair and brush her hair 3 days before the mikvah. Within 3 days before the mikvah, I mean, I tell you, just to check it, he did the chafifa tzrika, and he did. You could do 3 days before. Why 3 days before? So he's b'shem derisyane yirabo bar koyin b'shem ravchuno kedil shabbos ulishne yom itoyim shigolius. The 3 days are because she can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if you have 2 days of Yom Tov, 1 day of Shabbos, she's able to get ready before. So the Gemara brings machlokes regarding that. Meaning, the takana to do chafifa and siruk before a few days before is only when she goes to the mikvah doing Shabbos and Yom Tov, not on Moitzei Shabbos Yom Tov. So if it's a 3 days, let's say Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, if she has mikvah on Moitzei Shabbos, she should do the chafifa on Moitzei Shabbos. The only takana is if she has to go to the mikvah either Thursday night or Friday night. Even if she has to go to the mikvah on Moitzei Shabbos, meaning the end of the 3 days, she could do the chafifa before. Rav Zoria saw Rabbo saying what he said, and he looked at him in a funny way, as if he's saying something wrong. Why are you looking at me this way? What do you know that we don't know, that you understand that we don't know? In other words, you have something that I don't know, and that's what you think that what I'm saying is wrong? And the one's going to explain. Also, Rav Achav Shatarchu Barchiyo V'Omer Taimo V'Afilu Yigias Ben Litvil Litvil Besoif. I'll give you the reason why even if she the mikveh comes at the end of the 3 days, Ani Yomer Shema Mayin Arochak. The chashash is maybe the mikveh is far away. If she needs to Moitzei Shabbos, tart the chafifa to clean herself and brush herself, and then she still has to go to the mikveh, so she's going to say it's too much of a headache, she's not going to do it. So therefore, takana is, if it comes on Moitzei Shabbos, she could do the chafifa before, and even if it's a 3 days, meaning a 2 day Yom Tov and a Shabbos, she could do it before Yom Tov starts and go to the mikveh on Moitzei Shabbos. That's what they allow, the 3 days for the chafifa. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Lamed Hei.